Robert Obecker made it so straightforward. If only I could understand initially up front what he was getting at. He said 500 ohms per centimeter, a linear dimension, and I never could understand that. Why did he do that? Was it shorthand? No. What happens when a wound closes? It loses its square area, effectively becoming a line with no width, just length. 500 ohms per centimeter length. So, I mean, it sounds screwy, but how else would you consider what he's alluding to, what he's hinting at? So if you've got a penis with a 4-inch girth, that's 10 centimeters, and let's say you cut the penis, okay, the cut heals, the width is gone, and all you have is the girth, the length of the wound, which is 10 centimeters. So if you never cut, then all you have is the girth and no width. I mean, no width of the so-called cut that already sealed up or never got cut to begin with. So it's 10 centimeters times 500 ohms. And that's 5,000 ohms. Now, 5,000 ohms, if I use as a reference, what was I using as a reference? 200 nanoamps generated by a circuit with a 10 mega ohm resistor. Then if I bring 10 mega ohms down to, what did I say, 5,000 ohms? That's a difference factor of 2,000. So that means I take 200 nanoamps and multiply by 2,000, and that's 400 microamps. That's one half of a milliamp. One half of a milliamp in the ballpark of 5,000 ohms. Whatever 5,000 ohms produces, it's going to be somewhere around half a milliamp. Half a milliamp, by moving the preferred range of amperage from the 100 nanoamps up to hundreds of microamps, that's a thousandth times difference. That's exactly what would happen if you had skin closure of a wound, because the skin offers a minimum of 1,000 ohms resistance. So consequently, he's giving us the figure for treating the skin even if there's no wound, which nobody in their right mind would think they need to do, right? The wound is closed, we walk away from it and ignore it. Wrong answer. We're treating aged skin here, which in itself is a wound. So we don't stop treating the skin just because the wound closed. We use a different amperage, a different ohmage of resistance based on the figures he gave us. Why use any other figure than what he gave us? I mean, I could scratch my head till I'm blue in the face, but he did the work. And all I can do is speculate. And if I got nothing to work from, then I'm speculating off of thin air. But if I speculate on the basis of what he has given us, he's given a lot. And there's not much room for conjecture, at least where to begin. At least it gives me a point to start with. So, I take the circuit off the bathroom wall, off the bathtub wall, and I stop treating the whole body with a bathtub circuit because I'm afraid there's too many complications. And instead I focus on the penis, but I don't cut the penis. I simply use 5,000 ohms to create somewhere in the vicinity of half a milliamp. Now the voltage is going to be high, considering I'm using a AA battery. It's going to be very high. But, you know, we're working through skin, so what the hey, you know? Gosh. That's what it sounds like. There's nothing else to say, really. Conjecture till I'm blue in the face. Whatever. There it is.